Yeah, and let's have a look at it. The high down here, there's some warm weather on the way. We do hope, for all those people who have written to us and said, look, it's very dry around the country, what can you do? Hopefully we will get some rain. Some of the hot rocks are
I stain my teeth red with the strawberry iced tea. A boy yesterday. Everybody's trying to escape the heat. It's a sauna outside, and I can't breathe. It's hard as hell outside. Iced tea don't satisfy. It's hard as hell outside. Iced tea don't satisfy me. Understand what to do in the sand, I'm awkward. Only just learned how to change without a changing room. Feels weird when you have to do it on the sand. It's hard as hell outside. I still don't satisfy. It's hard as hell outside. Iced tea don't satisfy me.
Hi, my name is Colin Taniato. Welcome to the Brain Buzz Podcast, a podcast for people with a brain injury, caring for someone with a brain injury, or someone interested in learning about a brain injury. In this podcast, we will talk about what is a brain injury, people's journey with brain injuries, the rehabilitation process, the impact of brain injuries on relationships with friends and family. We will also hear from rehab specialists, allied health professionals such as physiotherapists, exercise physiologists, occupational therapists, speech therapists, psychologists and neurologists. People with brain injuries will also share their stories as well as the people who support them. Let me tell you about my story. I'm Kai, I'm 22, I live in New South Wales. I suffer from a TBI I acquired 5 years ago in a motor vehicle accident. It was May 2018, around 10 p.m. Three of us were driving around Barrie. I was in the rear middle seat with two friends in the front. We were all wearing seatbelts. My friend who was driving at the time was speeding 20 over the limit. She then got distracted by her friend's phone looking at a video. She swerved off the road. I dove forward to pull both the front seat passenger and the driver back. The car crashed through a fence and rolled a couple times. The ambulance arrived. The two girls were airlifted to Wollongong Hospital. They suffered cuts and bruises and were fine. I was then airlifted to St. George Private Hospital and was placed in a coma for 1 month. I suffered a stroke while I was in the coma, where I had to undergo a craniotomy, where they removed a piece of my skull to decrease the swelling in my head for the stroke. I woke up from the coma surrounded by close family and loved ones. I felt the overwhelming love from all and joy in their eyes from seeing me awake. I was then transported to the Liverpool Brain Injury Rehabilitation Unit, where I began my 7-month journey of rehabilitation. My rehab story. With the support of the wonderful healthcare team at Liverpool Brain Injury Unit and the love and support of my family, they helped me get to relearn how to eat, go to the toilet, walk, spell my name, manage money. Also at the time, I had to wear a helmet 24/7 as part of safety for my brain. They inserted the piece of my skull after 6 months. After 7 months, I got to go home. I came back home in December 2018. It was a joy to sleep in my own bed after being in a hospital bed for 7 months. I was finally reunited with my family and could see my friends. And then it was the start of my major rehabilitation journey as an outpatient. At home, I had therapy from my occupational therapist helping me learn how to self-care, shower, go to the toilet, and cook. A psychologist helped me process everything and help my mental health. A physiotherapist who worked to rehabilitate my left side, which was not working properly after the TBI. He also helped me how to walk again. A speech therapist to learn social skills, and support workers to take me out into the community. School. I returned to school in 2019 for year 12. I saw all my teachers and schoolmates again. I had so much support to get through the final year. My teachers and teachers' assistants helped me get back into the academic life at school. I did my HSC and graduated with my E group. Fast forward to 2023. My life now, I am living independently in my own home with my partner. I am also looking for work, and I am trying to smash a new goal every day. It's not always positive. I have my dark days when I don't want to get out of bed or don't see the point of life anymore. I know I have a great support team behind me to get me out of this slump. Especially physically, I can walk independently. My left arm does not function fully yet. Fatigue is my main issue. I get tired very easily and am exhausted by the afternoon. I often need a nana nap in the middle of the day. Volunteering. Whilst looking for a career, I am volunteering at Lifeline Charity Shop, also in a retirement village. I really enjoy the volunteer work. I get a sense of joy and purpose helping people. I also get the chance to educate people on what a brain injury is if they happen to ask any questions. What impacts does the TBI have on friendships and family dynamics? My father and my beautiful stepmother have supported me. In friendships, I have lost some, but in others, I've gained more. My advice to others with a brain injury, remain positive, hold on to every ounce of hope, and don't be afraid to ask for help. That's my journey. Next time on the Brain Buzz podcast, we will speak to rehabilitation specialist Dr. Richard Liu. Have a lovely day, people.
I missed a chord. Like, that's what happened. I, like, skipped out and I tried to return. And then what happened was you tried to accommodate my mistake. And I was like, no, I'm trying to... And then I ended up going over here. And you tried catching up with me. It was like a cat and mouse. Yeah, sorry, from the top.
Fog up the window, push your leg down on the brakes. Wait for a second, let me count every freckle on your face. This time will pass like sand through an hourglass. Now I only watch you from the overpass. Waiting for hours with the faucet dripping on my face. Never enough time to survey the lines on your face, the lines that make up your face. Kiss my reflection and act of self-appreciation. Hold myself as if I'm holding you one last time. I'm fine, I'm fine. So fine.
Good.